This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Ball, football, football, good and not good. We had the news yesterday that the Jets lost Carl Lawson to an injury, and then we find out later in the day he is out for the year. It is unbelievable, Bart. It is absolutely unbelievable that that was
damn.
All I can think of for you.
Tell him, Florida. Hit that again. Tell him, Florida.
Damn.
Why can't we have nice things, Chris?
I don't know.
Why can't the Jets have nice things?
But I'll get to it in a second, but I'm actually starting to believe in curses. I'm actually starting to believe in it. It's
Who's
amazing.
The curse of? The guarantee? This the curse of the guarantee?
I don't know what it is.
Or is it the curse of Mo Lewis, who just vaulted the team in our division to greatness because they knocked out Drew Bledsoe and uncovered the greatest football player in history?
We can go chapter and verse. Take your damn pick.
Was it? I mean, I guess it was. What's his name? Blair? Blair Thomas?
Blair Thomas? Oh. We can go chapter and verse. It is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn along with Bart Scott, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As always, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. So Carl Lawson tears his Achilles, which is certainly something that's not preferable to tearing an ACL. You'd
why
rather have that.
Why couldn't it be Fadakasi? I'm just playing.
You need Fadakasi. Why couldn't it be somebody who's going to be bagging groceries next week? Let's be
fair. Oh, man. And listen, this is the fear I always have when you have joint practices, right? Because you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt from the opposing opponent, right? So if you're in a vulnerable position, he's going to push you and finish you because he wants to make sure that he looks good on film, right? And I don't know what the dynamics of or how he popped it. Was it a non-contact injury? Was it him exploding? Was he engaged with a blocker? You know, back to Irie is a pretty tough, you know, challenge for anybody. And, you know, I just hate those type of things because every year somebody loses a star in preseason or to a silly injury at practice, and you just hope that it's not your team, because these practices are necessary because they wanted to make sure that the Players Association got what they wanted, and the players wanted to make sure that the owners got what they wanted, and that was another game. So now what you have is you have teams that are trying to figure out ways to get live reps against opponents. This is essentially a game.
But these are actually coaches that are getting together on both sides and saying, here's the work I need here for this group. Let's set something up there
Which is great. Everybody
benefits from it. So it should be even a little bit more scripted.
But it doesn't benefit you if you're going one-on-ones. Like, more people get hurt in drills than actually get hurt in playing the actually game. Guys get hurt like trying to hit dumb bags or hit bags or do one-on-ones or do half line because it's unnatural, right? Because you know what's happening, you know, and it's just one of those unfortunate things, man, like where I believe that they're trying to rush the season. I think camp should be another week longer because you have to build up that endurance. Just think, he's going into playing after playing maybe a couple snaps of a game. So now he's going with that same intensity for an entire practice or entire 2 days, and he never gets a chance to let his body heal because he's going too fast, too hard. It is a big difference between practice mode and game mode. And when you're going against an opposing team that you don't know, you automatically go into game mode when your body's not ready to go to game mode.
Well, here's a couple of things, first of all. Number one, how this injury occurs and the actual fallout from it, from everything I've read and kind of studied over the last day about it, the two position groups that have the most trouble coming back from a torn Achilles, running backs and linebackers. And so you wouldn't really classify Carl Lawson as a linebacker. He's a pass rusher who's going forward. You're not moving laterally or all that all over the place.
Well, T-Sizzle came back from it, right?
Terrell Suggs is the one that you have
forget.
To look to.
Listen, I'm new to this radio thing, TV thing. I just assume everybody in the world knows who the hell T-Sizzle is. How could you not know who T-Sizzle is?
You always assume that somebody knows who Junior Whopper is instead of Daniel Jones.
So now whenever I come with any of my puns, I'm going to explain everything.
I'm becoming the Bart translator as opposed to the BS translator.
Well, the Junior Whopper is two all-beef patties, special sauce. No, that's the Big Mick, not the Big Mac.
It's like I should be at the UN with a little earpiece in. What Mr. Scott meant was... He was referencing Terrell Suggs.
You're the person on the side doing the hand language, like for the person that's, you know, for the deaf people or something.
During the press conference.
People that, for the non-woke people.
Well, all I can tell you is, look, it's encouraging that you had a guy like Terrell Suggs to come back from it. But there aren't a whole lot of defensive ends that have had this particular injury that you can look at besides him that would have you encouraged. But this is something I'd much rather see him, and I hate to put it this way, have a torn ACL, because you would know what you're dealing with and you could come back with it. But he's already dealt with those before when he was at Auburn.
Yeah, so it's like one of those things. And like, is that compensation for the ACLs, right? So, I mean, you would hope that he can't, you know, have an ACL, but coming back, you have concerns coming back from it. Now, we watched Kevin Durant come back from it, and he was beautiful coming back from it, but that's a totally different sport.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I guess I'd much rather have this. And he released a statement, you know, and everybody that's reading, oh, this is a beautiful statement. You know, for those who truly know me and know that this is like a flesh wound to me, God's with me. I control what I can control, and I always back better. Loved ones, friends, and fans, please keep your chin up so I can raise mine even higher. Listen, the kid says all the right things, but all I'm saying is, you got $15 million this year. You can't afford to get hurt.
Well, he did.
He better come out there and be a landmine and just log roll.
Look, we know the Jets were not out there to win a championship this year, but they were out there to get better. Yeah. And this puts a major crimp in those works, because you do have – you are –
it's the last one that you can afford to get hurt.
But he's your star pass rusher.
You could have got away with Quinnen Williams got hurt. Right. If you're talking about Quinnen Williams with him, you could have replaced Quinnen Williams with Fadakasi and Sheldon Rankins much better. He tears the whole dynamic up, because now he's going to
put – John Franklin Myers isn't bad, but he's not.
Yeah, but now he's going to expose – now your secondary is going to get exposed, because now you have to blitz to create pressure, because you may not get the instant pressure. Now Quinnen Williams' jobs get so much harder, because now they can double him, right, and let the outside pass rusher go potentially to a tight end or potentially to a running back.
Well, here's Rich Cimini, our ESPN Jets reporter, on the impact of this injury and how long it's going to be felt.
The ripple effects will be felt for a long time, because Achilles is the worst injury you could have. Especially, I was texting with a former player yesterday, a defensive player, and said, especially for a speed rusher, his game is all about get off. You know, he had one of the fastest get offs in the NFL last year among edge rushers. And so you have to wonder, you know, how that will impact him even next season, if he'll be a little bit slower. And it's tough. I mean, this guy works like a maniac. He is a guy who's in the gym all the time. I mean, take one look at his upper body and you'll know that. But This is a tough injury.
Damn, damn, damn.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'm honestly starting to believe in curses. Because you can honestly go down just an absurd list of things that has happened to this organization, and you see Joe Douglas come in, all of it, you get a new quarterback, you get the next guy that you think is going to be able to be the guy.
Great receiver.
Great receiver in Corey Davis.
Great
guard. You improve your offensive line. You've drafted pretty well over the last 2 years from what we can tell so far. You have done all the right things, and the arrow is pointing up, and you still have something like this pop up. It is unfathomable that this team can continue to go through this kind of not bad luck, just dumb, stupid luck that happens.
Yeah. And now they're you know, I think they wouldn't even take offense if I would have told them that they were the fourth team in a division. Like they're the Cincinnati Bengals of this division. Oof. Right? You know, they're the Atlanta Falcons of the division.
Oh.
Right? You know, they're the
you were Jacksonville hoping for third.
They're the Jacksonville Jaguars of this division. Right, so when you put it in that regard, even though that the talent is getting much more improved, the division is getting better by leaps and bounds. And if Tua can't play, they have the ammunition to go out and replace him. You know, and that's the tough part. And now Mac and Cheese actually looks like he can damn play. And it's like, Damn.
Well, let's go there next. And that's the Patriots last night who trounced the Eagles 35-0. But most of their work was done in the first half because Cam Newton looked pretty good. But so did Mac Jones, for that matter. Here's Bill Belichick on the situation.
Season's pretty early here. You know, we all have a long way to go. So not really worried about, you know, last year or some other year. Just worried about moving ahead this year. And, you know, we have it's a new year. It's a new team. Some people here that weren't here last year. There's some people that were here last year that aren't here. So like it is on every other team in the NFL. So we'll see how this comes together, but I think we're making progress. We still have a long way to go, though. This is, you know, talking about the second preseason game. We got a long way to go.
Well, at least it was
Bill,
longer.
We have to ask. Man,
at least it was longer than 3 seconds.
Bill's the guy that says the obvious, like, oh, yeah, we got some guys here that wasn't here last year. Duh, Bill. We don't know that. We're plastic. You're wasting time. Get to what we want to talk about, man. Quit wasting time. Well, how did Cam look?
Well, that was his response to regarding the quarterback situation.
How does that have anything to do with the quarterback position? Like, the NFL got to stop letting Bill get away with this crap, man. Answer the damn question, Bill.
What are they going to do? He's in front of the media. He is the Marshawn Lynch of coaches.
Right.
I mean, that was a 35-second way of saying, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
It was a nothing burger, man. Like, come on. Like,
what
okay.
do you expect? Like, why would we think at this point he would change? All right, let's see if we can get something out of Cam Newton and the team getting off to a fast start last night.
Yeah, that's one of our keys to win each and every week is, you know, start fast and, you know, given any type of opportunity, we had pretty much good field position. And we just had to uphold our end of the bargain. Coach challenged us, you know, in the passing game just to be more efficient. And that's what we just tried to do. You know, throw and catch, have good discipline in the zone defenses and the man-to-man defenses, whatever they threw at us. And that's all we just tried to do.
Look,
remember when Rocky, I believe it was Rocky 2. He came out and he tried to box.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't him.
Right.
And he was like, "You, I want to give me 11 jabs hard," right, with the right hand. Like, Cam Newton, they're trying to coach the electricity out of Cam Newton. Like, you saw Cam Newton climbing the pocket, getting the ball off in rhythm. That's all great. I can't wait to see Cam get hit in the face and see if he reverts to who he's always been, and that's an athlete, quarterback, second. To see, because like the Cam Newton that I saw, you know, and listen, I know it's early in preseason, but you can tell he's really focusing. And I mean, listen, he has
They're trying to make
launch.
Him something he's not.
Yeah, right. And Mac Jones is that.
Right, Mac Jones. It's honestly, and don't get me wrong, I'm not making the comparison. I'm just saying physically in the uniform, the mechanics of how he threw the football last week, he looked exactly like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And it's not he's Tom Brady. I'm just saying all the actual physical aspects of what it is.
Yeah,
that's what he looked
climbing
like.
The pocket.
And that's what they want.
They got one of the best offensive lines. And if you look at the stat line yesterday, they ran the ball 44 times for 207, 4.7 yards a carry, longer 21. That's what they want.
But
they want to grind it out.
But you know what, Bart? Here's what's bizarre about that to me. Has there ever been a coach that has been better in the NFL at not worrying about what a guy can't do and taking more advantage of what a guy can do?
Yeah.
Belichick has always been great at that, and that's how he's been able to pick up guys off the scrap heap at different positions and just put them in the position to succeed.
Kyle Van Noy.
As opposed to position to fail.
Kyle Van Noy was a bus in Detroit, and he only took him to a Pro Bowl and made him one of the highest paid players at his position in short order. And what did he do? He went down to Flores 1 year. Like, no, get him up out of here. We paid him all this money. Here, go back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and cut him. They cut him after making him one of the highest paid players in that position in 1 year. Right? We've seen Deion Branch. We've seen
Minkovich. Mike Vrabel.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
They go somewhere else. And
yeah.
They come running. Coaches, too. They leave. Players, and they come right on back. The only place they can be good at is right there. Almost like Nick Foles in Philadelphia. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, listen, it is a little bit weird. But when that's the case, and you're asking Cam to not be Cam, when he actually does start to be Cam, he's going to get hit. And that's where I think it's falling apart. I know everybody has come to this conclusion that Cam's a starter. Mac Jones looks good.
Yeah.
Mac Jones fits more what they want to do. Mac Jones was taken in the first round, and it doesn't look like any kind of fall. I'll be honest. As good as Cam looked last night, Mac Jones looked better.
Yeah.
Even though it's a second teamer, he looked better.
And imagine five thumbers out there who can't catch Cole if he was butt naked on the top of Mount Everest and Nikhil Harry. Like, if he just catches that ball, Mac Jones' numbers looks exponentially better. Right? So, you know, he throws the ball on time. He gets rid of the ball early. If that first read isn't there, he's going to his outlets, right? You look at the pass to Sony Michel, to the flats. You look at the flats to the other white guy with number 80 on. I don't know. It's just like if you're a white receiver, they give you number 80 or something like that, or probably 11. They'll probably get rid of that one. And, you know, you look at what he does, and it's all about timing. It's about going with the football and allowing the athletes to make the plays for you. They have the best offensive line, if not, you know, one, they're top five offensive line. And you saw Cam feel confident in the pocket that he was going to be protected in his edges, and all he did was climb up in the pocket and deliver the football.
This is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Then there's Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. Ben wants to see some action in the game against the Lions, and Ben's excited. Oh, Ben's excited to see what this new-look offense is going to be and what Najee Harris is going to be. And Ben's really, really fired up to see what he can do. Let me tell you what Ben can do. Not much.
Cam can be fixed. Cam got just as many injuries.
Listen, I think if Cam starts, he's not going to start for more than 5 weeks. I don't think he'll start for more than 5 weeks of the season.
Ben got to 11-0 last year.
I am aware that he did. I am aware. And I also saw what he was toward the end of the year, too. And that was a guy that was completely lost. They're both in that same category of guys, even though Cam is only 32,
yeah,
but he's got a lot more mileage on him. They're 7 years apart. But Ben, to me, looks like a guy who may play great in the first month of the year. But then by the middle of the season, you're going to start looking around. Is it Mason Rudolph or is it Dwayne Haskins?
You see, I disagree with you there slightly, because I believe that elbow got tired of throwing, right? We talk about guys coming off of Tommy John surgery the next year. What are those guys on? When I got here, Strasburg was coming off Tommy John. What did they do? Even in the midst of a playoff run, what did they say? He has an innings limit. And I think that they didn't put an innings limit on Ben Roethlisberger as far as how many passes that he can throw, and that arm got tired and he couldn't cut through the wind as the elements got worse. I think now this time he's going to throw the ball anywhere from 25 to 30 times a game, and their stat line is going to look much like the Patriots did last night with 44 rush attempts.
Bart, remember this. In the offseason, the Steelers knew what they were doing. They saw the writing on the wall.
Okay.
They couldn't just go and cut them all together.
Yeah, because the money was guaranteed, so they hit the cap.
Exactly. So they had to restructure, and they understood that they were going to have to deal with it for one more year. And so if he goes out there and plays great, that's fine. I think they'll figure out a way to make it work. Or, you know what, Ben? If you want to pull a Brady and you want to pull an Aaron Rodgers and you want to go somewhere else, go do it.
Aaron, right?
Right. Go do it.
When they questioned Aaron Rodgers, what did he serve up the following season, Chris?
I understand.
What did he serve up?
An MVP. Let Ben go win an MVP this season.
I'll be rolling with him,
and I'll want him back as a Steeler fan myself. But that's not going to happen. I'm not worried about that. And he's got the weapons. And he's got a running game now. He's got all these things except for what, Ben, Bart? Except for what?
Offensive line.
Yeah, that's it. And he can't get away like he used to. And his big torso does not hold him up and let him shed tacklers like they're just absolutely bad pieces of clothing like he used to. It's not going to happen anymore. He can't extend plays like he used to.
You don't need a great offensive line. You just need one side to be better than the next and say, hey, we're going to run a ball.
Please tell me which side is better, because the whole thing across the board stinks. It stinks. They lost three major cogs.
You, Christopher, Baby Buddha, a.k.a. Joe Douglas, stand-in double. You should know better than anybody that the Steelers do not panic when they lose great players. They did not panic when they lost Kevin Green. They did not panic when they lost Jason Gildon. They did not panic when they lost Joey Peasy. They did not panic when they lost James Harrison. They did not panic when they lost Lamar Whitley. They do not panic.
But all
they didn't
those
panic
guys,
when they lost Alan Faneca.
But the primary situation is most of those guys are on the defensive side of the ball.
I just said Alan Faneca.
Yes, you did.
They didn't lose it. Dwayne Starks. They didn't blink. Mm-hmm. They just went Villanueva. Whatever his name is.
Villanueva. Alejandro Villanueva.
Okay, Waffles.
They lost him. Marquise Pouncey retired, but they cut David DeCastro.
But they lost Starks before.
Yeah.
And they found Villanueva. You didn't know who the hell Villanueva was. He was over there in Afghanistan, so we're fighting. They came over, and he became a great left tackle. So I never questioned the Pittsburgh Steelers, just like I never questioned the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, they lose T-Sizzle. Who's this Darius Smith guy? Oh, they lose the Darius Smith. Who's this Judon guy? Some teams always got somebody in the pipeline.
That's fine.
You just don't know it.
Mike T and I will sit on our island and watch Ben fall apart this year, laugh at all of you.
I call him Omar Epps.
Mike Tannenbaum? Oh, no, you're talking about Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, Mike
I'm
Tomlin.
Talking about Mike Tannenbaum.
Oh, okay, Uncle
because
TB.
Mike Tannenbaum is with me Uncle when TB. It comes to when it comes
Uncle,
to Ben.
Uncle TB, yeah, of course he is, but he's the same guy that signed Brett Favre. Like, I don't get it. Same guy that signed Brett Favre is hating on the same guy that's the same age as Brett Favre was. And what did Brett Favre do? He had the Jets 9-2 before he tore his bicep. So don't give me that, Uncle TB. How you going to – you're projecting. Did you regret getting Brett Favre? Because I look at Ben Roethlisberger, you guys may not, as a Jets maybe a better player than mm-hmm. Brett Favre. Look at the numbers.
I understand, but
– check out the titles.
I get it.
Ben is greater than
titles,
Brett Favre. Ben is a better quarterback than Brett Favre. So Brett Favre.
Those titles? A long time ago.
But you don't think Ben Roethlisberger is better than Brett Favre?
I think overall, sure. I think right now, no. No.
You don't think the 39-year-old version of Brett, Ben Roethlisberger. Hey, 919 E-Save ESPN.
You weren't even close on that phone number. I mean, that wasn't even in, quite literally, that wasn't in the
that was
area
Carolina.
Code
North
of
Carolina.
Our phone number.
North Carolina. Just call in. Chris will give you the number.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is Ben Roethlisberger close to done, or can the Steelers win with him consistently all season long? Keep that in mind. All season long. That's what I want to hear. Also, where are the Jets now with Terrell Suggs? Are the Jets actually cursed? Did they build MetLife Stadium on a burial ground?
You said Terrell Suggs, so let's go Carl Lawson.
Right.
T-Sizzle's in your head.
I said Terrell Suggs. Yeah, Terrell Suggs came back.
Yeah.
Carl Lawson out. So where are the Jets right now? I would say they actually built MetLife Stadium on a burial ground, yeah. But the problem is the Giants are there too. Of course, they've been off.
Yeah, ain't Jimmy Hoffa under there?
That was the old place.
Oh, okay.
And nobody really knows for sure. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn, along with Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. You can also chime in on the quarterback situation in New England. And if Cam proved that he is QB1 for Bill Belichick last night.
So can I ask him how to ask it? So because I did this earlier, right? So it is mac and cheese greater than Julian salad?
Julian salad?
Yes. Remember Tropic Thunder when he came in there and Robert Downey Jr. was talking to, Ben Stiller and said, hey, man, you shredded up like a Julian salad, man. What kind of program you on? When he was trying to get him and he snatched the map. Give me the damn map, man. You don't know where we going.
It's a problem when I'm supposed to be the BART translator and I get lost sometimes in it. Like if I was that guy doing the sign language up on the stage trying to translate for you, I would be like, I don't know. It lost me here for this.
So is mac and cheese greater than Julian salad?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You are next. In addition to LeBron watching The Last Dance just a little too much because he's taking things personally. 888-SAY-ESPN. Right after Bart tells us about DoorDash.
Yes, DoorDash here, and they could get some Julian salad delivered to you with the Summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivery fees. year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass and the DoorDash app. And stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply. Julian salad, mac and cheese. I'm hungry. Back after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn coming to you live above the Heineken River deck at Pier 17. Chris Carlin for Alan Hahn today, along with Bart Scott at 888-SAY-ESPN.
Is our security up to code, man? Because you pissed off these terrible tiles, man.
Hey, and I'm one of them. But I'm sorry. If I want to deal in facts
you
and
Judas.
Not seeing the world.
You Judas.
No, it's not a Judas. It's looking at the world outside of black and gold colored glasses.
You're not supposed to be able to do that, Christopher.
Well, I can. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Jeffrey in Florida is going to start us off today. Jeffrey, why am I wrong about Ben?
Well, first of all, how can you take off the black and gold glasses and call yourself a fan?
Well, I'm a fan, but I can look at something realistically as it is, objectively.
No parent ever calls, calls their kid ugly.
But Sunday, I don't have kids. Sunday between 1 and 4, I am screaming and yelling as much as you are. But when I'm trying to evaluate what the situation is, I can look at it objectively. And I'm telling you, this is an old quarterback who can't move around like he used to. And the biggest part of his success was his ability to make plays on the move and also to keep guys from being able to tackle him because of his massive frame.
And I can't disagree with you on that, but Ben Roethlisberger has done a 180 on his gameplay in the last 2 years.
Did you watch the playoff game?
That was a lot. That was a lot of balls that were batted. Funky stuff happens.
Yeah.
There were four picks, man. There were four picks.
And he still had him kind of close to the game.
He had to try to bring him back. They threw it 68 times because they were in a massive hole the whole game.
This is the vast majority
of Ben's career, he's been interception prone. I mean, he's always thrown picks.
Nobody ever says anything about Brett
Favre.
He's
usually good for one or two a game.
Look, I understand that, okay? I'm never going to try to sit here and tell you that Ben doesn't throw picks. Throwing four in a game, I don't care how they get there.
He threw the ball 68 times.
Yes.
And I knew he had to throw the ball 68 times.
But most of the picks came before they really had to. That's how they got into the hole.
But tell me this. Is Ben Roethlisberger more athletic than Tom Brady? Is he more athletic than Drew Brees?
It's not about being athletic.
Is he more athletic than Matty Ice?
Listen, if you want to – all right, here you go. Is Ben going to win the MVP this year? Because that's what the way you're painting it right now.
He's better than Matty Ice.
You almost said Pat Mahomes. You almost said that. Is Ben going to win the MVP this year?
No.
Yeah,
I already told you he was going to win it, Matthew Stafford.
Steeler Maine is up next on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio.
He named himself Steeler.
Steeler, what's up?
It's all good, man. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Look, I'm not trying to change your mind. You're entitled to your opinion. It's cool. But listen, the last time they doubted an old quarterback, matter of fact, twice over, one of those older guys is in the Hall of Fame. The team that loved him discarded him. He went to this blue and orange team. Statistically, it worked out pretty good for him. And I love the fact that people are doubting Ben, like he's not competitive out this world. Trust me when I tell you, we will finish no less than first in the AFC North, provided he stays healthy. You heard
well,
that from me.
I tell you what, you're getting it, you're getting a good value because you are high if you think they are finishing ahead of the Ravens.
He said
finishing. No. He's saying they're winning the AFC North. That's what you said. And if you think for a second that they are finishing better than the Baltimore Ravens,
the Ravens
and possibly the Browns.
The Ravens can disappoint, or the Cleveland Browns can disappoint. I think they the most consistent team.
But that doesn't mean they're winning the division.
That's true. Like, that's fair. But, you know, I do think that we're sleeping on them for an opportunity to win it. This is a team that has a great defense that can win it one way. Remember, those Raven teams always had to win one way. I mean, because we had Joe Flacco. We had Troy Smith. And that defense was enough to keep them in games and keep us in games. We knew every time we went against Ben that they had the better quarterback, and we just had to be better than their defense, which was hard to do because they had a top 10, if not the number one defense in the league, too.
Dwayne is in New York. Dwayne is up next on ESPN Radio. What's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I kind of agree with you. You got to be a realistic point of view on this. Ben, I'm a Steelers fan, and Ben, we should have got rid of Ben 4 years ago.
I don't know about 4 years but Ben should not be here this long.
You're 11. You're 11 and 0. Are you?
I know they were 11 and 0 last year. I'm aware. What happened after that? They fell apart.
Last year we had no running. There was no running. So, and the defense was pretty good, but when you have to put up points, and once other teams know that you're going through the same motions, they know what you're going to do. It's inevitable. I mean,
so this team was 11-0 last year, right? Mm-hmm. So even if they take a step back, and it's an extra game. Let's just say they lose two more games. You give them an extra game because it's an extra game on the schedule. So they're, you know, 9-8. That might get you in the playoffs.
It might. 9-8 ain't good enough anymore. Like, but you have to turn the page.
But that's not a losing Bart, season. You still can win with them.
You know this adage that every NFL team lives by. Mm-hmm. It is better to get out a year early than a year late, and right now they're getting out a year late. And they couldn't do it otherwise unless he redid his contract. So if he goes somewhere else and wins the MVP for somebody else and wins the Super Bowl and is Peyton Manning like he was for the Broncos, God bless him.
Not Peyton Manning. What if he's Kurt Warner? Because you remember, Kurt Warner, too, was given up on.
Great. Go do it. Go do it. But it doesn't mean it's not the right move for an organization. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I teased it a moment ago, even though y'all are ticked off at me. Good for you. And I'm on your side, and you're still ticked off at me because I want to look at it realistically, and you have no interest in that. Mm. You just want to assume that you're going to get your God-given right to 11 and 12 wins and get to at least the AFC Championship.
When Chris comes back, he will be shirtless because he is now no longer allowed to wear black or yellow.
Tune into an AL battle on Sunday. The Indians hosting the Angels. It's presented by Samsung Galaxy. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, and 7 p.m. on ESPN. Up next, LeBron's taking things personally. What now? I teased it before. We'll get to it in a moment on ESPN Radio and ESPN in the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Black and yellow, black and yellow. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And at Progressive, you can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Chris Garland, Bart Scott. So, GQ did a poll, and one of the questions was, who is currently the best player in the NBA? What do you think it came down to? They polled, 10 people.
I'll tell you who
10,
I think.
10 executives in the league.
I'll tell you who I think. I think it's Kevin Durant. Who do you think is the best
player? I think it's Kevin Durant.
Okay.
And so five of them said Kevin Durant. Who do you think the other five said?
Giannis?
Yes.
They said Giannis. Maybe Kawhi?
No, all five said Giannis.
Oh, just one or two?
So no LeBron.
No LeBrick.
So LeBron, I believe, tweeted out. He was either Twitter or Instagram yesterday. Thank you. Thank you for more of this energy. Like we saw a few weeks ago, except when he went and deleted those tweets after the fact. LeBron said after the fact, thank you for continuing to bring me this energy. So, Bart, why is it that LeBron, at this point, as if I didn't need more any sort of fuel? What is that? What is his?
It's I can't even make tank. Out. It's a gas tank. It's
like a gas tank. In the tank. Sorry, yeah. I couldn't make out what the.
It's
like
a. It's a pickup front.
Well, honestly.
The problem LeBron, you can give him gas, but it's unleaded. It ain't the good stuff.
There's you can reach down for all the motivation you want. You're old, dude. You're old. Your teammates are old. They're brittle. And I don't know why you think that any sort of extra motivation is going to drive you. And I honestly think they've been watching the Jordan, The Last Dance too often. Or at least looking at that picture every 5 seconds on Twitter of Jordan, and it says on the bottom of that meme, and I took that personally.
Yep.
Just fine. You're old, and you have to worry about your team being able to hold up all season long.
Well, really, Anthony Davis, because they can lose any of the other parts. If they lose Anthony Davis, barbecue chicken.
What about Russell Westbrook? If they lose Russell Westbrook, are they? I mean, they went and got him to be the third guy.
They won one without Russell Westbrook.
But it was in the bubble.
Yeah, but it's still Anthony Davis, right? If they still have Anthony Davis, I give them a better shot with Anthony Davis and LeBron than I do with LeBron and Russell Westbrook. They cannot afford to lose Anthony Davis.
I'm getting tired of LeBron with this.
Playing victim.
Yeah. Like, honestly, dude, nobody's out to get you because they credited somebody else.
I wonder if they'll start treating LeBron, if he comes back to the Garden, like they treat Trae Young. LeBron's balding. Bron's been balding. No, can we go Bron's been balding?
No, first of all, that would need to be a playoff atmosphere for that to happen. And secondly, too many people love him for that to happen right now. Mm-hmm. Why at this juncture?
How many people may be mad at him because they went and saw Space Jam and it sucked?
Well, that's a fair point.
You just made me waste time and money with my kids.
You owe me $21.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's
people have
right.
been pissed off at people for less.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that is more than fair. More than fair.
I'm glad we were able to have a segment where we can get the black and yellow people off of you, man, because they're
Don't
hot.
Worry about me. Barton Hahn brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. More on Cam Newton maybe winning the job in New England next.